From Los Angeles, California, from our house to your house, you're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web. You're listening to a certain kind of evolution, very strange. There are beams coming in from the universe, and they're reaching into your ears. That's the vodka. And listen, if this is your first time on the show, then you know when you listen to this show, you turn the lights down low. Here she is.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, your love doctor, your mother confessor, your ever so slightly twisted little sister, your daughter of the American Revelation, your horny housewife, your pleasure preacher, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. And unlike most preachers, I try to practice what I preach. You know, live the dream. And that's what I'm doing right now here in Dr. Susie's Speakeasy in the soul of downtown L.A. We're doing a homespun radio show here on Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web, Worldwide Revolution, Worldwide Sexual Revelation, coming to you from your computer screen. And I've got some special guests here in my radio studio tonight. I'm not sure where to say they're from, but they are here now with me, and their names are Lara Terstenyak.
Correct.
Is that correct?
That is correct.
And Jimmy Rich. That was easy. And you are from the Raelian movement.
Correct.
And I'm so pleased to have you here at the Speakeasy as our guest, having met you the other night with Rael himself.
Mm-hmm.
At the Giraffe with a J restaurant. And we had a great meal and a wonderful time. And I'm real glad to have you here to talk about your philosophy, your movement, your feelings, your orgasms, your fantasies,
woo-hoo,
all of it. Where shall we start?
Oh.
From the tip, of course.
The tip.
Where would you like to start? Should we tell people a little about what the Raelian movement is about?
Sure.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
Since you wish, that is where we will start.
Wonderful. Well, as you said, you met Rael, who's the founder of the Raelian movement.
Yes.
Who was started this movement in 1973 after having an encounter with the Elohim, which were those who created humanity.
Okay,
they,
let's just wait. Okay. We got to already take a little explanationism break here. Elohim.
Elohim.
Now, Elohim is a word that is a Hebrew word.
Exactly.
Ancient Hebrew word.
Exactly.
That is in the Bible, in the Old Testament.
Right.
I don't know if it's in the New
the
Testament.
The origins.
The Old
yeah.
Testament. The Hebrew Bible. Mm-hmm. And it it means they who come from the sky.
Exactly. So it's plural.
It's sometimes translated to mean gods.
Mm-hmm.
My rabbi, when I learned, you know, he said, you know, this word does not mean God singular. There's another word in the Hebrew Bible, Adonai or Yahweh or
mm-hmm.
Yod-Heh, Vav-Heh, which is God or Lord singular. Mm-hmm. But Elohim is the plural. So, you know, he just said, you know, it's a bunch of God with a bunch of angels and, you know, kind of like assistants and, you know, maybe a consort here or there. It's a little bit pagan. I mean, he did admit that it was a little bit pagan for the Old Testament. But he didn't have quite the definition that Rael has of Elohim. So
yes.
Tell us what that is.
So as he had an encounter in the Puy de la Sala in France, which is actually, if you look at a volcanic bottle, there's a big volcano on it, and it was in that volcano crater. in December 13th, 1973.
The Volvic bottle, then. That's V-O-L-V. V-O-L. It's pronounced just like V-U-L.
Right, Volvic.
Like a vulva.
Yeah, exactly.
Makes you wonder.
Mm. Volcano, vulva.
Yeah, vulva,
Volvic.
Volcano.
Gets me excited.
Hot, hot, hot.
And the first meeting with one of the Elohim and Rael, where they met over a period of 7 days.
He met one of the Elohim.
Yeah, he went there, and over a period of 7 days, they explained to him basically all of the history of mankind over a period about the Bible, about how everything, that they were mistaken over the centuries to be gods, to be, you know, by all, and that they were the ones who sent all of the prophets. And Moses, Jesus, Buddha, Muhammad, et cetera, throughout all the time, and mm-hmm. that he was now given a mission to explain to people in now the era of apocalypse that they were the ones that were mistaken for gods. And that now that we're in the age of science and technology, our level of spirituality and religion is so far behind, it's back in the, you know, dark ages for many, that it's time to speed that up and say, realize that we are the ones, and that through genetic engineering and cloning, they were the ones who, they actually are able to live eternally and recreate life on their planets, and that we're coming to that stage in our evolution of human beings, that one day we will become as gods and be able to create life as they did all human beings on this planet. Every plant life, every life form, everything that holds a genetic code, they created some 25,000 years ago. And they've been following our progress since they created life until the time that we were able to understand, which is now.
Wow.
Now we're in the time
this
that we
is,
can
this
understand.
This is quite something to wrap one's brain around. Now, Sarah needs to say something on a microphone. You're not getting mine. So, Jimmy wouldn't mind if you go over to his microphone, perhaps.
Yeah.
Fantastic. I just want to say, how did they create this life 25,000 years ago?
Okay. They were on their planet in a similar situation that we are about right now, playing around with genetic engineering, with cloning, with all of that. And what happened was they started to create life, and their government was basically afraid that, oh, well, you know, maybe you'll create something, monsters or dinosaurs, and they could destroy us. So they sent out teams of scientists to find a planet that had a possibility of creating life, which they found Earth. They came here, and over a period of years, they started playing around with different, you know, amoebas, cell life, cellular life, plants, animals, et cetera, until finally they decided to create human beings, which was against what they wanted to do on their planet. They said, no, you can't do that. It's all written in his book, which, I mean, I'm going into a lot of details here, which may confuse a lot of the listeners, but the basic is that they created this life. And when they, like in the Bible, when it talks about how they took away the knowledge,
mm-hmm.
this was exactly, but if you go back through the Bible and you follow through Genesis and you realize the story of how, you know, quote unquote, Adam and Eve, the first human beings that were created, they allowed them to evolve to a certain level, and then they had too much knowledge, but it was too much scientific knowledge. So they said, you can't eat from the tree of knowledge, because if the day you do, you will die. Because they realized if they give these human beings scientific knowledge, they'll destroy themselves. And
so, sorry to interrupt.
No problem.
Just to get a little sort of, I guess, reality check. I mean, this is interesting. You know, I mean, people have throughout the ages, of course, come up with the Bible, the Old Testament, the New Testament, the Quran.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's the Book of Mormon.
Mm-hmm.
There's different revelations, and in my humble, down-to-earth, just no-nonsense opinion, they all equally make no sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're all kind of, that's, excuse me, I just,
no
you problem. Know, God just put a frog in my throat. Okay, so, yeah, I mean, they all kind of, like the Greek myths and legends, I mean, they all have something to teach us, but if they equaled, I guess, reality, then you wouldn't have to believe, you wouldn't have to have faith.
Mm-hmm.
These are to some degree a little removed from reality and from down every day, you know, here we stand reality.
Well, what
and this one is too. And that's why we have to say What are you talking about?
Right.
Aliens. I mean,
of course.
You could say, what are you talking about the Book of Mormon? You could say, what are you talking about any of these things? I guess that the aliens, yeah, I wonder, you know, what is this all about? Mm-hmm. Has anyone else seen these aliens besides Ryle?
Mm-hmm. Well, it explains that they have been visiting this planet since mm-hmm. they started to create life, and that they were the ones who contacted all of those who are called prophets. So, as I said, Moses, Jesus, Buddha, Muhammad.
So they all met with aliens,
they
too.
All had contact with them and gave them a message for that epoch of history mm-hmm. to give to humanity to help bring them forward, because they realize, okay, they're having a problem here. We need to send another messenger to give them a little push along. Mm. Hence, you know, all of the... And this is why, for myself, when I discovered the Raelian philosophy, for me, I was... looking at all kinds of things. I've been brought up very
right.
open-minded with parents from, you know, all different walks of
oh,
life.
Oh, really? What were your parents?
My father was very into Buddhism, into
uh-huh.
Osho.
And he's Slovenian.
He's Slovenian. My mother was quite mystical, was also, you know, grew up in a very Christian background, but
uh-huh.
then also had studied in school, you know, evolution, and then went into kind of esoteric. So she had a bit of dose of a lot of things, and both of them gave me a lot of information from a lot of different backgrounds. So, and let me... I was lucky
mm-hmm.
enough to be given the choice to.
And one of the things about
path.
This Raelian philosophy is that it does tie different religions together.
Exactly.
Because they're all kind of the
exactly.
same.
Exactly. Well,
related.
That's exactly what Rael is trying to explain in all the teachings, is that
sure.
every philosophy does have a link that goes through.
Right. So we're going to get back to the religion
sure.
and the philosophy, but let's,
sure.
let's cut to the sex for a second.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait.
Pleasure.
Wait.
Can we talk about sex for a second?
No. I'd like
let's
to talk
about sex, baby.
First of all, I don't understand why they didn't come visit me.
All right. That's a good question.
Like I'm one of the great people that walks the earth, and they haven't visited me.
Okay.
What is the answer? Secondly,
to
tell us, has he told you what it was like to meet them? What these people were like.
Well, like any person who's ever seen a UFO, and he'll say, he writes it in his book called Intelligent Design, that, you know, he saw the craft come down and he said, oh, I've got to have a camera. I want to take a picture. I have to tell the world that I've seen this. And basically, after they started to meet with him every day, they kept telling, come back tomorrow, bring your notepad and paper, and we're going to keep telling you this information.
No camera, though.
No camera.
And he wasn't allowed to bring a
no.
camera, or
they said
he couldn't
no,
take
no,
pictures?
No, they said no pictures.
You know,
so,
yeah.
But if you speak to Ryle, I got a bit of fuzz
we're
there,
back.
Sorry.
Wait.
No problem.
I don't really mean to be antagonistic, but I mean, how very Joseph Smith of this story that no witnesses, you're right, you
mm-hmm.
know, no,
mm-hmm.
Why does it always have to be shrouded in mystery? Why can't it be proclaimed in a press conference in front of a million people?
Because they thought that we were ready for this, and they're not going to come back until we are actually ready
within,
for this.
Within Rael's lifetime, they don't think that we're ready in this day and age. The 2000s, we're not ready.
They said that they would return by 2035. That was written in 1973 in his book, and it said that if humanity is at the point of more peace than violence, that they would return. And Rael's goal is to build an embassy to welcome them. So they've asked him two things: to inform people, not try to convert, not try to convince, but just inform people about their existence, and build an embassy to welcome them back, and obviously to help spread love, spread pleasure, spread peace on the planet.
Did they leave anything, like an artifact or
no.
a physical...
Well, there's traces, and for myself, I've been involved in the movement for 12 years, and I know that there's many other quote-unquote Raelians that have been involved since 1973 that have been doing a lot of research. If you know, there's all kinds of books and traces out there when you start to connect the dots, and through other religious books you can find, you know, as Bardo Soldol, the Tibetan Book
but
of the Dead.
But Rael's specific experience, is there any evidence or physical...
physical evidence? No, but
no.
if you read his
no.
book, there's a lot of things in his book that in 1973 were laughed at, like it only takes one cell of a human body to recreate a whole nother life.
So scientific knowledge that was more advanced than we
exactly.
were.
Right.
A lot of things in his book have been now, like the creation of the first brand new life form. I think it was the what's his name? I can't think of his name. Kreitzer? Kurzweil. Thank you. He just thank you.
Good one, that girl.
Rael was so excited because he has a news page called Rael Science, and there we have every day all kinds of updated science. Yeah. And
okay,
he just created
that's
new.
That's a good name drop. You could have name dropped that in the first place.
Then she would be a little more impressed.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
But
well,
anyway, all this doesn't really prove much of anything. If this stuff was able to be proved, then I think we would have a kind of enlightenment to the whole universe.
It's just a physical something.
But how many Raelians are there? How many Raelians are
there? 80,000
Raelians.
80,000 in 86 countries.
It's pretty good.
Over 86 countries.
80,000. In 86 countries, but still, if there was real proof of the kind that Sarah's looking for, there would be
probably
like
more
at least 800
million.
In
1973, million. we had cameras.
Of course.
Right.
Of course.
If there was a picture, you know.
And, of course, there's, you know, traces of UFOs, millions,
well, there's a
you know,
strong UFO
yes.
argument for all
yes.
the time.
Of course.
It doesn't
course.
Justify a new belief system.
Of course.
But
also,
discard it either.
Just to add to it, the philosophy and the quote-unquote religion is a religion based on science. So we call ourselves an atheist religion because
but
we don't believe
why
in God.
Why do you use that
science.
Phrase, intelligent design? Because that associates with the creationists.
Right.
Which
right.
is a,
well, it,
you know,
it,
kind
it
of born-again Christian.
Right, it appeals to the creationists,
exactly.
and it appeals to the scientists.
I
they
think of it as creationism, though. I have
well,
an idea.
Well, not if it was cloning
I hear it.
And genetic engineering.
Well,
right.
yeah, then you
right.
get in all that, and I
no,
obviously
we can prove it.
Not creationism.
Well, you know about the first baby clone that was done in 2002,
Eve?
Baby Eve.
Was that, that was Rael, right?
That
you guys
was well, not
Rael,
but
yeah.
it was through Bridget Buslier, who is a member of the movement, and she's.
Wasn't it
advertised
clones. As
wasn't
a
Raelian
achievement? The,
well,
the
no.
it wasn't a Raelian. I mean, Bridget Buslier is a scientist. Right. She's also Raelian. She's the one who then founded the company. It was actually Rael's idea to found this company and be the first cloning company, which is still up and running and very quite successful. And the day that cloning, it's clonaid.org.
Clonaid.
Clonaid.
But, of course, there's no hard and fast proof that this baby is a clone.
If there was, they would have taken the child away from the parents, and that was pretty clear, and most governments have came down pretty hard with it. I have yet to see, but I truly know just from the business that's going on with Clonaid that there's a lot happening.
Yeah,
so.
It's actually illegal in most countries
exactly.
To clone a child.
But there, right. it is legal in some countries yeah. where...
Is there,
yeah.
is there
so again,
a
it's a question of faith.
A religious... in your, is it called a religion? Is it, first of all, is my terminology. Is there a religious explanation for where this cloning technology came from that the Eve creator used? I mean, was it... Did Rael's experience pass on to us advanced scientific knowledge
well,
that we're now using in the Raelian movement?
I mean, it's basically explained in his book, Intelligent Design, that it takes one cell out of a human being to recreate, and he explains that that's how we will reach eternal life eventually, that he explains, and he has a book called Yes to Human Cloning. It has a lot of scientific knowledge of all different types in there, from memory download to transhumanism.
So once again, I would
that's
like
why
to
I
go
like
back.
Right.
Back.
Humanism, back. Cloning, big fan.
Back.
Yeah.
A little bit
right, doctor.
Before cloning
mm-hmm.
to sex.
To
yeah.
sex.
Right.
Okay. So where does pleasure come in? Okay. So the Elohim also, and I handed you, dear, this book called Sensual Meditation.
Sensual Meditation.
This is one of the books that the Elohim explained to Rael about, you know, not only are we, you know, going to scientifically create, but what is the purpose of our life? The purpose of our life is pleasure. When we are...
The purpose of
our
life
is
pleasure. I mean, we're into pleasure,
yeah.
but the purpose
of life
is pleasure.
Well, Zorthian
is,
Zorthian...
He said, the purpose of life is living.
Maybe.
Now, that's not quite...
that's
almost
pretty
like
good.
No purpose. Like,
yeah.
there is no purpose besides our own gratification.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
The purpose of life is pleasure. Well, that doesn't say necessarily just your own gratification. Giving pleasure.
Well, exactly.
Giving
because
pleasure.
Pleasure is
giving
in love.
Pleasure
is in giving, is in receiving.
Exactly.
And once we are, and this
feeding,
is what Rael is saying, once
nurturing,
you're able to fully
healing,
fulfill yourself, to fully love yourself, to understand yourself, and how better to understand than to understand science, technology, history, everything that we know, without any taboos, without any restrictions of religion or behind us, or guilt or suffering, because so many people in for history and centuries have stifled their own personal growth because of religion, because of being held back, because of government, because of power, because of man. And this is exactly what the Elohim said. It's, we are free. Every human being is free to be fulfilled in whatever way that they can, as long as there's no disrespect for someone else. So our life, and they gave him these techniques of meditation called central meditation, that to awaken the mind through awakening the body. And this is what we've been doing.
Give us a technique.
A technique. Well.
Something we could do right now.
Okay. Well, getting in tune with the basic meditation is harmonizing yourself with infinity. So you could close your eyes.
Okay.
And take a nice deep breath.
Through the mouth, through the nose? What?
In through the nose and then out through the mouth. And then another deep breath. And you can just imagine that all this new oxygen is going into your body, into your blood. The blood is reaching all your cells. I'm giving you a short version here.
And no, it's a very important version.
Breathing is important.
Yeah.
Yes. So,
but the exhaling is the most important.
The breath of life.
Because that's when
detoxifying.
You detoxify.
Exactly.
And to let out the exhale slower than the inhale.
30% of the breath that remains in there is toxic.
Yes.
So you have to take a
really
long
push the air.
Time.
So what does it mean if
we're
I
all
feel
about
extra
breathing.
Drunk right after that first exhale, right? Like
it's intoxicating.
Yeah.
You're
exactly.
Not used to
it was
it
a
is.
Little bit.
It's nine
like,
times out of ten.
Makes you a little heady, giddy.
In the book it says that the best way to oxygenate your entire body is to breathe heavily for 12 minutes. And if you try to breathe like that for 12 minutes, trust me, you'll be really dizzy.
I do it for 15.
High ever.
Yeah. Fantastic high.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah. So at the end of breathing, you start to visualize and feel the tingling of your cells. Of course, you'll feel the oxygen all through your body. And then visualizing your cells one by one, uniting cell by cell from the tip of the toes, moving up. So it's a real internal, like getting in touch with the infinitely small inside you. Right? Everything that is made up, the atoms, the molecules, everything that resonates energy and life force and within us. So you go up through the legs, through your sex, into your internal organs.
You got to start with your toes.
Start with your exactly.
Yeah, with
the
your
tips
toes.
Of your toes.
Toes.
Exactly.
Right. I know all about that.
Exactly.
Very much into the toes.
Awesome.
We have toegasms around here.
Are you a foot fetish man here?
We're into toegasms.
And then going to the tips of your fingers, all the way up through your arms, etc., through the chest, neck, coming up to the face, all the way to the top of the head. And what we do is we go inside the frontal bone and visualize a spiral, like a galaxy spiral, going to the very center of your mind and reaching a pool of whatever you want to visualize, a pool of light or a pool of water or your consciousness, the deepest part of yourself, reversing back out, coming out into a bubble into the frontal bone. And then lifting up off of your body. So, of course, this is done over, as I said, 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Moving up through the room, out the building, up above the building. You see the streets. You see Los Angeles below. You're going high up into the sky. You're going towards the stars. And then slowly you're getting higher up so that you see the continent, the water, until you reach a place where you see the planet. And you go farther and farther out until you see the whole entire solar system, and farther until it disappears and everything is just stars and light around you. And in that place, just feeling that you are like a little cell in the big toe of an infinitely large being. And realizing that we are just a speck of dust in the infinite. And then slowly, once you are in that place, reversing, coming all the way back down, finding your planet, finding your continent, seeing everything. You can take in as many details as you want. Try to really visualize it. Come back to the room where you left, seeing your body, seeing this beautiful you, this amazing creation of life and pleasure and love and all the potential that you are, and returning back into your frontal bone. And then reconnecting with your body again. And
sounds very tantric.
Back. Oh, it's wonderful.
Very,
and this is just one.
Like a tantric yoga kind of exercise.
Yes.
So,
go ahead.
So, We did that. Sleep. We did that in sync there. So. All right. Well, we haven't given out the phone number yet, but people are already calling. Maybe
Yeehaw.
We should give out the phone number.
Sure.
So that we can, you know, kind of make it all even out there. This is the Dr. Susan Block Show. If you're listening to us on drsusanblock.com, you can call 1-866-289-7068 if you're in North America or, I think in North America. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're anywhere else in the world, you can call our regular number, which is 213-749-1330. And if you're in Skype, you can put yourself into the waiting room. Skype seems a little slow tonight somehow.
Okay.
But anyway, you can put yourself into the waiting room and we'll put you into the talking area. And we're talking with Lara and Jimmy from the Raelian Movement, which you can check out at rael.org.
You got to watch out for these guys.
Can I ask another question?
Well, let me just see. I just want to check in.
No,
Sarah,
look,
hang
she
on.
She ate that jambalaya. She's ready to roll.
She's jumping lion.
It's my turn.
Okay.
Awesome.
I just want to see if
it.
Steven really has a question here in Kansas. Put him on.
Oh, the officer?
Or make a comment.
Officer.
Yes, our police officer in Kansas. Or if he has some desire to be
hello
put in handcuffs. Hello, Officer Stefan.
Hello there.
Hi, Officer Stefan.
How are you tonight?
Excellent. And you?
I just got off work right now.
Yes.
How many people did you arrest?
I made none today.
No arrest today?
No.
What'd you do today?
I just went on the beat patrol.
The Bean Patrol?
Beat Patrol.
Beat. They got him out on the street.
Uh-huh.
This guy's walking.
You're out on the street. And no criminals, nothing?
No, just a peaceful night.
Just a peaceful night for a peace officer.
Yeah.
And Officer Stefan is a regular caller. He's called before. I have some guests tonight here. Have you been listening?
Yes, I have. Very interesting.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And did you have a comment?
Actually, I have something I'd like to share with you, if that's okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, today I just wanted to say, well, happy Passover in the future also.
Happy Passover?
Yes, I know
you're 2 weeks early.
I wanted to say that, you know, before.
That's
oh,
right.
Thank
that's
you, though. That's okay. Good. Better early than late. Yes, thank you very much.
Did you see any alien ships?
Well, right now.
Have you ever seen them on patrol?
Right now I'm in my basement.
In your basement?
Basement.
That's not a place necessarily to see alien ships. Be more likely you need to be high up. I mean,
I'm on my knees right now.
You're always on your knees, Officer Stefan.
I remember Officer Stefan.
I'm going to razz you tonight because you're always on your knees. We need something new. Well, one time he was on his back. Yeah. One time he was on his back, right?
I'm covered with something.
Oh, you're covered with something. Okay,
what? What are you covered with?
Honey? Molasses?
I'm covered in clay, actually.
He's covered in salad dressing. I know that. What is it?
Penis sauce.
Clay.
Penis sauce?
It's kind of a clay I've made.
A clay?
Oh, you're molding yourself.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh. Actually, we're getting a mold. We're going to be selling a mold in Shopping Heaven soon. What is this, just on your penis or on your whole body?
All over my body.
Wow.
All over your body, you molded yourself.
Are you already hardening or are you still soft?
Nice. I'm all wet now.
You're all wet.
Ooh. You're all wet with clay.
Yes.
Not, I mean, like, how about the phone?
Oh, yeah, including the phone.
The phone is wet with
just
clay?
Are you sticky or just wet?
So you're hardening, or what?
I'm still wet. It's all over my body.
You're just wet with clay.
My neck, my ass, all wet.
I see. So this is something to kind of just experience, rolling around?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. This is not going to harden and become a great sculpture.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it is also that.
I also have some sauce here also.
You have what?
I have some sauce.
Some sauce?
Yeah, sauce.
Sauce. Right?
Yeah.
What kind of sauce?
Well, it's mustard.
Mustard.
Mustard and clay don't go together.
It's not mustard gas, right?
Oh, yeah. Right now, thrusting myself up.
All right, officer. Shoot your load.
Shoot the gun between your legs.
Beating his stick.
Thrusting his mustard.
Shoot it first now, officer. We don't have a lot of time.
Yeah, he's a real peace officer.
We have to keep the peace in Kansas.
Yeah. Right. Keep Kansas civil.
Keep Kansas civil.
Hang on, the dirty little officer's talking. What are you saying over there?
Do you remember Terry? Sister Terry?
I'm about to come now.
Okay.
Come for us, officer.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, real loud now. Real loud. Real loud. Go, baby.
Go.
Yeehaw.
Was that it? Wasn't loud enough.
You did it. No,
okay,
you did
but
it.
That
you
was
did
all
it.
Right.
It's
okay.
Good. It's good.
Very good.
All right.
Okay. We love you.
I'm really busy week right now. Finishing my master's degree.
You're getting your master's in what?
Philosophy.
Philosophy. Wow. What's
right.
your philosophy?
Western philosophy, actually.
What is your philosophy, Officer Stefan?
My philosophy is that we all have our own destinies that are waiting for us.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the eye of the beholder.
The eyes of the beholder.
Yes.
Okay, that's fair enough.
All right.
All right.
So, you're pretty tolerant of all the different beholders.
Oh, yes, definitely. All tolerant of all religions and all faiths and all diversity.
You have to send me a picture of yourself in your uniform.
I'll try to do that.
You can make it so that I don't know, you know, I wouldn't, you know, you can disguise your face, okay?
We have the technology.
We have it. I don't know if he trusts us. He might think I'd put it on my blog.
No, we won't
do
that.
No, I've seen your blog before. You look very nice.
Thank you. Well, you'd look very nice on my blog. I want to put you on my blog, but just cut your, you know, make it so that we can't tell it's you.
Yeah, cut your head off.
Cut your head off.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Not that head, the other head. Okay.
You take care.
Thank you
officer.
For sharing.
Yeah, take
peace
care.
Through pleasure, baby. Peace through pleasure. That's our philosophy here. Peace
right.
through pleasure is the bonobo way. Don't act like a baboon. Right. And
no,
we're here with
limbo.
Lara and Jimmy.
Beautiful Lara.
Beautiful
Lara.
Oh, yeah.
Lara.
Oh, man, she's
very
hot.
Stunning.
Yeah. Lara is very beautiful, but she was wearing a little tiny, tiny dress.
Yeah, that's
the other
what
night.
I was waiting for. This
yeah,
dress.
I know. She
it was a little chilly tonight.
I'm wearing the dress now.
Yeah, right. Jimmy's wearing a dress.
Jimmy's wearing the dress.
Right. Well, right. you know, anybody can wear a dress.
Well, let me just say this. A lot of us here, certainly myself, I believe in spaceships and aliens, and I believe that the universe is open to everyone, you know, so...
And we kind of believe in everything.
Yeah, and we kind of believe in everything.
Just in case. Mm,
just in case.
We don't know what's really
right.
going
always
on.
Anything
prepared.
Is possible.
Right. Absolutely.
Anything
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, Sarah, are you still... Did you
she
have
has lots of questions.
A question? One
yeah,
question
she,
now.
Yeah, she needs the headphones.
And then I want to talk more about sex.
Yay.
I feel bad because my next question is a little bit, you know, antagonistic.
Edgy.
Edgy.
Okay, at least she's apologized first, and now she has an antagonistic question.
I come from a Christian background.
Uh-huh.
I was raised very Christian, church all the time, so I have really, you know...
Get a microphone.
I'm very, very passionate about religion.
Okay.
And I'm a scientist, so I'm very passionate about science.
Okay.
So, I'm having... Okay, so I really enjoy the idea of a scientific approach, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cloning, DNA.
Yeah.
I believe in extraterrestrials. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It's impossible that we have this infinite universe
yeah.
without intelligent life forms living out there.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
How can one approach a religious idea from a scientific mindset
mm-hmm.
of using the scientific method, evidence, proving things, blah, 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 and then, you know, adopt a belief based on the story mm-hmm. from one person? Who's
mm-hmm.
telling you a story from his idea. So he's writing up a little
mm-hmm.
novella for you
mm-hmm.
based on no evidence, no scientific method, nothing that would appeal to a pure scientist.
Isn't every religion created?
Yeah,
in
and
that?
I hate
and most religions
religion.
Don't appeal to
right?
science.
Right, atheism well, is a pure religion because it doesn't adopt anything.
Right.
I got a little answer for that.
Okay.
All right.
When I looked at this philosophy and the religion itself, I looked at what is capable, what's possible. So when you look at what we're explaining, we are practically able now to clone. They've already done it with animals. We will be doing it with humans. And they are almost, if I'm correct.
Actually, the Raelians have already done it with humans.
Okay.
Exactly.
It's absolutely
but I'm saying what people know
all
as to be true is they've done it with animals. That's what they do know. And
I don't think Sarah's got a problem with the cloning. Right?
No. Even if you guys successfully clone Eve, that doesn't prove to me Raelian story.
Understood. Let me finish.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is, in the future, if we are able to, let's just say clone, and travel to a distant universe, who's to say that we cannot become what people would consider as God and the people that come from the sky?
We absolutely could.
And we will.
And the story you're telling is absolutely possible, but there's nothing to say that it's true.
Nothing to say that's true, but it seems more possible to me that that be the case than any other type of religious explanation as far as a God coming and floating down from the sky.
No. I agree.
All of
the operative word is seen.
Your religion is more possible than any other religion I've faced. But you're still faced the problem of you've got this big unanswerable question, and you're like, how can I live my life with this unanswerable question? I have to come up with an answer for it.
And what is that unanswerable question?
And what is the Christian answer?
The Christian answer is retarded, right? Most of the answers are retarded. I live my life knowing that there is no answer, right?
You know,
and it's really hopeless. It's sad and depressing to know that you die and you rot in the ground and we come from nowhere, and there's no fucking purpose, right? That's a sad thought.
Right.
But I'm okay with dealing with this sad thought, because
that's
the only truth.
Well, the purpose of life is to live.
To
pleasurably.
Live,
yeah, pleasurably.
To live each moment to the fullest.
Your purpose is whatever
of course.
Purpose you want to define for
of course.
Yourself. That could be self-sacrifice,
but
a whole bunch of pain.
Pleasure can
Sarah,
be defined in different ways. Some
Sarah,
people get pleasure in pain.
Sarah, I also want to say this. There is no purpose to any religion.
Right.
And certainly not to the Catholic religion, which I grew up with.
Also retarded.
Retarded. But the purpose was that if you
very
ate,
controlling at that.
If you ate from the apple of knowledge, you became godlike.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. And indeed.
And we all want that.
Right. Indeed.
And the
we
knowledge
all,
is science.
Right. And knowledge is power.
Yeah.
It's the most powerful thing that we have.
Very correct.
Exactly.
Yeah. And without that apple, the eating of this apple of knowledge, there would be no Christian religion.
Yeah.
I would like to just bring up something that is also a system that is not quite a religion, but that involves all the religions and involves all the symbols, which you could call archetypes. And this system is called the Tarot.
Mm-hmm.
It involves Egyptian, Jewish, Christian, Buddhist, Hindu. I even think if you look at Aleister Crowley's stuff, it's got outer space stuff in it too.
Mm-hmm.
It's a symbology of
astrology.
Hmm?
It is astrology.
It's astrology, right?
That's
that's right. Yeah, that's there you go. That's outer space.
Actually, it's alignment of planets and stars and what have you, and deals with gravitational pulls and things like that.
I always love the scientific explanation for otherwise mystical phenomena.
Yes.
You know, I feel like reincarnation has a really cool scientific explanation, like the collective unconscious. I feel like
but also
ghosts and paranormal have scientific explanations.
Exactly.
I love all that shit. But I don't feel like you can package it in some of...
But Sarah, science is the most manipulative... thing
and many
there is.
People argue that
right.
science is its own religion.
Yeah.
Right, of course.
So that's the religion I subscribe to.
Yeah. But it's very, you can manipulate it by doing studies. And you can manipulate it. If the tobacco companies do studies, they come up with a
scientific
result.
Right.
And
if the liquor companies do it, if the religious people do it, they come up with something.
Yeah, but you know as well as I do.
No, no,
that's
science. Science is a false god.
That's right. It ends up theory.
Science is a false god.
Theory is its own crazy.
It's just a theory.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
If I may, Sarah, when making the changing the name of the book, because it wasn't always Intelligent Design, it's actually had a few different names over the years. It was offered as as another alternative to the mythical god or to evolution, here's a third possibility. Of course, as I said at the beginning, no one's here to try to convince or to, you know, convert or it's...
You're not a missionary.
And not missionaries at all, at all. I mean, I met Jimmy a year and a half ago, and he can tell you I've been in the movement, the railing movement, for 12 years, and I'm passionate about it because it's so full of freedom of thought, freedom of diversity, freedom of expression, and every walk of life has walked into seminars, and you don't have to be a member. You can come and take what you want and bring what you want, because there's, you know, everything from housewives to molecular biologists and scientists.
Well, the guy's French.
And I will say I was very impressed with the gathering. It was very international the other night. Very international.
So I heard, yeah.
And well, these people that you saw are doctors, lawyers. These
the
are
problem
people
was
who
the bill for the last
supper. Scientology also has a very, very high caliber audience of intelligent and wealthy and powerful individuals. And so I'm just saying, you know, it's...
Of course. Except we're not charging anything. It's free to come to a seminar. It's not free to go to a Scientology meeting. But
it's free to come to a seminar?
It's free. All you have to do is pay for your hotel. All the teachings of Rael are free.
And he does not make any money off of anything. He doesn't own a big house or a big car.
No,
not at
absolutely
all.
Not.
He's a messenger.
And you have to pay for
everyone who works in the railing movement does it. It's a non-profit organization. I've been involved for 12 years, and every moment of the time that I put towards it is free. I never have gotten a salary. And so just to go back on your question, and I love it because it's so... It's where logic lies.
A lot too, right?
Of course.
I mean, it should be the primary question you ask of a scientist.
You're asking the right person,
and it's
when you ask Laura.
I want to talk to some fresh recruit.
By the way, we just got a message from Karen on Skype who said thank you for this discussion. So people are enjoying.
Thank you, Karen. Mm-hmm. Yay.
Okay, and we have some people in waiting, and we also have someone on the line. We have James in Utah.
James in Utah.
I hope he's Mormon.
Is he Mormon? Is there more men?
Hey, you know.
Just what you like,
more
men.
He's more of a man.
I love the Mormons. Actually, I love all religions.
Sister wives. Let's hear it for sister wives.
Okay. You want to hear it? Talk to him?
Okay, calm down.
Quiet on the set?
I'm the skater.
Quiet on the set. Let's say hello to James.
Hello,
hi,
Utah.
Hi, James. Hello, James.
Oh, wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
Hello, James.
Hello, James. Whoa. What is it? It's an alien.
Are you there?
James?
Yes.
Oh, hey. Hey, hi.
Hey. We barely
What's
hear
up,
you.
Guys?
We're up with you.
We're,
you're
we're
up
but
with us.
You're really quiet, and I can hardly tune you in here. I can't hear you.
Can't hear you, darling.
So ask your question or make your comment, and then we'll comment on it and insult you or something, you know.
Or praise you.
Or praise you.
What are we doing tonight? Okay,
okay,
that's comment.
It.
That's
Goodbye.
The question. Okay, we're going to answer that question now.
Right.
Okay, Victor is listening in from Beijing. Victor,
Victor
that we know.
Oh, China.
Victor, come
China.
On, put yourself into waiting, Victor. Say hi. Victor, you know Victor.
Yeah.
And then there's someone named, I don't know who this is. Wait a second. This is...
Victor, are you there?
No, Victor isn't in waiting. He just said hello through chat.
Oh.
AMS 1955. Hello, AMS 1955.
Because there was so much talking.
Hi, your name's Alan.
Hello, Alan.
Hello there, Alan.
I know.
Yeah, what were you discussing about intelligent design? Is that?
I know who you are.
Similar to
George Bush.
What, Ron Hubbard.
L. Ron Hubbard.
That's Scientology.
You know, that's Scientology.
Scientology.
I mean, it depends on your definition of similar.
It's a little bit similar.
You don't have to be rich.
Do you have an argument against the similarities, right?
Well, so far...
It is quite... I mean, I'm not an expert at Ron Hubbard's Scientology at all. I know a bit about it, but the Raelian philosophy is not... I wouldn't say. It's similar because of it talking about science and maybe the fact
the
that there's life of
yeah.
a little
the
bit.
The funny thing is years ago, I'm a musician, and a lot of people that work in the arts are creative.
Yeah.
Read that book and swore by it. I read it,
wow.
Probably went about halfway through, and it lost me somewhere.
Hmm.
But I got the basic premise of the clear and all of that, but I think that a lot of famous musicians were endorsing it, And no one was saying anything negative about it, but everything today, everyone calls it a cult and
right.
and all kinds of things. I don't quite understand that. I don't know where that comes from.
Well, the Raelian philosophy has many times been called a cult, but I was just going to add, when you said about being an artist, it's something that's also talked very highly of in Rael's book, that when the Elohim created life, it wasn't just scientists that came, it was scientists and the top artists, that art and science going together hand in hand is how we create life, because creation of our imagination, you know, the fulfillment of our imagination and the fulfillment of who we are as creators is through art. But that scientific side of it is like the backbone of it. So I was just going to add that to you, because as soon as you said you were an artist, I thought, oh yes, I have to add that in there. That's a very big part of the philosophy, is that the support for science and art and
In many ways, art creates philosophy in the world.
Absolutely.
Because artists are the revolutionaries, because they see things that no one else can see.
Well, when you think of it, science and art are truly, the Latin meaning of religion is to link. And that's where our philosophy, when we call it a religion, means to link to the infinite, to link to our senses, to link to our imagination, to link to another human being, and recognizing that looking at another human being is looking at another universe, another creation, another piece of art, another work of science. So the whole idea, when you were asking earlier, Sarah, about religion, that was what I was going to say to you, was that the whole idea of the word religion, and this is where I had big taboos, you know, for years before I even knew about the Raelian movement, with the word religion, I was completely put off by, because of what man had made religion. It was a control thing. It was a domination thing. But in understanding the true meaning of fulfillment in being, in thinking, in expanding our mind, is what the true meaning of, like, the internet is. Rael has said that the internet is the true nervous system and the most religious experience we have on the planet, because we can link to the entire planet.
That's cool. Beautiful philosophy.
And, yeah, and he said that...
trying to appeal to my nobler motives.
but this is
so
true.
She owns a website.
I think she's Raelian.
I love it.
No, this is Alan, actually.
Oh, Alan
was in Utah.
Okay.
Alan, you're in Virginia, right?
Back in the 1980s, no one was saying anything negative. People were actually, Chick Corea used it.
You're talking about Scientology, darling. We're talking about a different... Are you listening to me? Can you hear me?
A different religion.
This is a different religion. Alan, hello?
It's the Raelian religion.
Alan?
Okay, well, that's what I was talking about, was Scientology. Okay.
Right. Well, that's a, you know, it's similar in that it's kind of a new religion, and that it does use some science and outer space connections.
Scientology is a religion where you give your credit card
and it's got more famous people.
And then I live
on
Tom
Cruise.
I live on a ship.
Exactly.
You know.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, back in the 1980s, it must have had a more humble beginning or something, because no one was really saying anything negative about it. Particularly musicians were saying, "Man, this book's great."
Okay, you're repeating yourself, darling.
Okay, can I interject on the Scientology subject? That was back when Scientology was the book Dianetics, and it was just a self-help book.
Yes, by L. Ron Hubbard.
That would fix your life. After that, they started communes, and they started recruiting people, and they instituted these fucking uniforms, and you can't wear deodorant, and all this ridiculous shit.
And they got big.
They turned it into a crazy infrastructure built on top of a good-willed book, you know? Yeah. The novel and the self-help was a good idea, and anyone could read that and take from it, but then once you turn it into a cult...
That's what L. Ron Hubbard was famous for, Dianetics. Mm. You haven't heard about L.
My Christian mom had Dianetics in my bathroom, and I was a little kid, and I was like, it must not be that big of a deal.
But when's the last time you've heard L. Ron Hubbard's name associated with it?
Well, I live in Hollywood, so...
It's now Scientology. You don't even hear it, except that little place on Santa Monica Boulevard that they have, his office.
Oh, they have Dianetics posters up on
Well, we hear about Tom Cruise and, you know, John Travolta.
But look what it did to Tom Cruise.
Okay, Scientology. Let's put Scientology with Christianity and Catholicism and move back to reality.
There we go.
Right.
Thank you.
We're not here to bash any other religions, no.
No. So, Alan,
we're done with talking about Scientology. So am I going to move you down into listening, or did you have a question about Raelianism or Raelian?
That's good.
Raelianism is fine.
I didn't have any further questions.
All right then,
so
darling.
Wait a second. You know what? Hold on a second. You're in Utah, right?
No, he's not. He's in Virginia.
Virginia.
That was James.
Okay, in Virginia. Raelianism also includes...
Right outside the Washington, D.C. area.
Yes, the CIA and flying saucers.
Do you have a religion? Do you practice a religion, Alan?
Yes, I'm Jewish.
Okay.
I'm Jewish also.
Here's
Shalom.
Some of the jokes. And there's more Jewish comedians in the world.
Alan?
Have a look on the website, www.rael.org, and you'll know more about intelligent design.
There you go. Then you can come back and ask a question. Okay, darling?
Can we go back to talking about
it? All right, we're moving you down into listening.
We're with you.
Okay, so now, I want to hear more about the sex.
The sex.
Let's talk about sex.
Baby, let's talk about you and
really,
me.
Really, you know, there aren't too many religions that are really pro-sex. Mm-hmm. I mean, Scientology really isn't. I mean, you have
Buddhism.
Sex.
What the fuck, right? I love Buddhism.
Buddhism
can't
yes.
that be all
a little aesthetic,
right?
Unless you're into Tantra.
Very anti-sex.
And
I
then
love
the Tantra is very controlled. So tell us a little bit about the philosophy of sex that Ryle...
Sensuality.
Sex and sensuality. Well, as Rael said at the dinner the other night, the Elohim, when they created life, created it for pleasure. And what better of a place to start with pleasure than our own genitalia? And this being the, as he said, the most religious experience is that moment in orgasm, a moment of connecting with everything that you are, with life itself, with the stars, with, I mean, it's a true moment of, you know, what everyone...
Now, let's just
out of this
let's just focus on this message for a moment here, because most...
Bit of a hit.
What is that? I thought somebody was breathing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
Most religions, of course, are all about controlling sexuality for the purposes of procreation.
That's right.
To increase the tribe.
We have a Raelian member.
We have a Raelian member.
Right.
Oh, really?
Okay.
On the line?
Yeah.
But I appreciate sex for recreation because
this
we have
is a
population.
Setup. Watch out.
I didn't know anything about it.
And so here for philosophies that explore and promote sex for recreation, responsible sex for recreation, and not just for procreation. Because we got a lot of people already. Okay, we have Chad in Chicago, who is a member of the Raelian.
Oh, he's an amazing, sexy, sexy man.
Hey, sexy man.
He's sexy.
Do you all Raelians know each other?
Well, we just did a seminar in Las Vegas where most Raelians in the U.S. came.
The real active ones?
So we had it, about 250 people were there. And
this is
Chad is the coordinating.
Chad.
Some
I love little communities.
Oh, it's great.
Hey, Chad, how's it hanging? How's it hanging?
How you doing, Chad?
Hanging,
Chad.
I want to say hi to everyone. Hi, Susie.
Hi.
Hi,
Chad.
Hello, Chad.
And these guys didn't know you a few minutes ago.
I was just calling with a couple of comments.
Sure.
I've been involved in the Raelian movement for a few years now, and I've definitely found it to be one of the most amazing philosophies that I've found really fit right in tune with the rest of my life. I work in the adult film industry as well as own the Swingers Club in Chicago.
You own the Swingers Club.
This is one of the first religions that I didn't have to go home from church feeling like I was committing a sin in my regular life.
There you go.
Going to
All right.
This
Sunday
is the appeal,
to repent for
to some extent.
The sins that I was committing.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely a very peaceful person. The
Were
only,
you committing
you know,
sodomy or something or what?
Christianity with
He's
most,
a porn
most
star.
Of the other religions is the way that sexuality fit into it. And I've always found it a very beautiful thing that the Raelian philosophy is really in harmony with sexuality and being open and accepting of all sex of people, you know, and all their sexuality. So I just, you know, I guess that one of the hardest things for me, which some the people were talking there, is that there is still a degree of faith in this religion, whereas, you know, we talk about how it's based on science and that's something beautiful for me, that we follow science and that a lot of our beliefs are based on science, but there is still that degree of faith. We have to believe that what Rael says is true.
Like with the little guy that comes off the spaceship, that's the part I have the most trouble with.
Right. What probably
so
most
I
people.
I have trouble with that, but what I've found in my life is that when I look at all the other religions, and I've searched out many different religions,
Well, this
makes the most sense to me. And this, there's nothing that that Rael has asked me to do that I would ever regret doing. If someday I found out that, you know what, this was all made up and it wasn't true, I still find that the teachings that he gives lead me to live my life in a way that I would want to, in a beautiful way, which, you know, will do nothing but help the universe and make the world a better place. So
well, I would rather...
I was able to take that leap of faith and say, I'm going to follow his teachings. And what I've found is that it's brought a lot of happiness into my life, and I believe it's brought a lot of happiness into other people's lives as well.
Well, you know, that's cool. That's
the acceptance of sex is very important. And, of course...
The acceptance of pleasure.
Yeah, the other story is that this guy came down and he was the son of God, and then he got nailed
to
a cross.
And that is just as hard to believe.
And
then he came back to life.
Mess, and then he came back to life in some fucking cave.
Okay, so wait.
I mean, what
kind
of story is that?
This guy said that he feels happier.
Exactly.
His life is better.
You know,
whatever. So my mom is a hardcore Christian, right?
And she's happy.
For the times, they're a little bit easier to grasp. Maybe if you were around at the time of Jesus, it would, you know, be a little bit easier to grasp.
Well, there is actually no evidence. There is no.
It's somewhat in harmony with other religions.
Yeah.
It explains all of the different religions with today.
There is no trace of Jesus anywhere in history.
The other religions. It doesn't completely say that they're 100% wrong.
Zero
evidence.
Well, Jesus was too. He existed.
Have the history
no.
By
there was no.
Everybody is talking
sorry,
at once.
Hold it. I'm the engineer. I'm going to shut everybody down. In the history of humankind, and they've dug and they've dug and they've gone and they've gone, there is no trace of Jesus anywhere. There was a guy named Jesus.
There were several.
Several.
Can I use a similar argument real quick?
There is no historical evidence of Jesus.
Okay, that's fine. Regardless, my mom believes to the core, right, that Jesus exists. And I'm a hardcore atheist, and I'm like, Mom, you're wasting your life on a fucking lie. This is horrible, right? Mm-hmm. But she gathers, like, personal joy out of this. She, like, is helping
people. That's good.
She gains happiness from
Some people gain happiness
Her
from
whole
vodka.
Life revolves
Wait
around
a minute. And some people...
So I had to choose to say, this makes you happy, and
exactly.
so I'm going to let you believe this lie because it makes your life better, okay?
Right.
So, caller on the line who just called me and said, hey, my life is better now, and I'm having better experiences because of this religion.
Right.
Like, that's cool, and I can give that to you, that your life is better,
except,
but that doesn't make your
Except
it doesn't make it
too many.
Excuse me. My engineer is getting
down.
Upset.
All right?
He wants to talk.
Raelians have not killed anyone. All right?
Yet.
Jesus followers
take a while
have,
before they
No. Not when you're talking about sex.
When you get the power.
Right? Scientology
power
No. Christianity is a murderous killer. And it kills children. It kills women. It kills their sexuality.
It kills
a lot of men everything.
Too.
All right.
It took 2,000 years for that to happen.
No, it didn't. They started real early.
It took a couple decades. What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's right.
They got power in Rome. They started killing everybody else.
Yeah.
All the
kind
pagans.
Kind of a different time, but you're
all the
right.
poor
you're
little
right.
pagans and the Jews.
And
oh
the
my
Jews.
God! As soon as the Christians got in control, they started killing everybody.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So you know that the power is the key. When you get the power, what are you going to do?
Don't kill.
Okay. Two points I'd love to comment on, Sarah, and for both of the topics
Everybody
that have kind of been
quiet.
Meshing in here, is that the philosophy is if you're happy, whatever your religion, even if you're atheist, you're living in your basement, digging a hole, whatever, if you are sincerely happy, there's no one has a right to try to take the happiness away from you, to try to convince you of otherwise. if you're truly happy, and Rael will say that, if you're in this seminar or if you read my book and it brings you something and you feel better, wonderful. But the day that it stops bringing you something and you think that there's something somewhere else, by all means, never for a second have guilt. Never for a second feel like you owe something. Never for a second feel like you should suffer and stay in something that you shouldn't be. Go. Follow what's in your heart. Follow what's in
no
your mind.
No Hail Marys.
You have to understand.
And then,
Susan.
One of the great draws of any religion is the community of people. It's not just about philosophy.
Right, and let me just add.
It's blinking.
Everybody's getting
so
up.
Religion is one of the best topics. God, yeah. People that talk about religion.
We love religion.
I'm going to shut everybody's microphone down. Let me
why
tell you.
I'm
the God right now.
Jesus.
And let me just say this. No Buddhist has ever put me in prison.
Yeah.
Christianity has put me in prison.
In my mind
my
and
thoughts.
Everything, yes. Yeah.
Let me just say this.
I don't hate anything.
I don't hate anybody.
He wants to be dramatic.
But only Christianity has put me in prison for talking about sex and pleasure.
Exactly.
And I have no tolerance.
Yeah.
When I'm in prison, in a cell, and I don't give a shit how happy Christianity makes religion, when I'm shackled and walking around like a Jesus, right? Then I have no tolerance, and I don't care how happy you are. You're a motherfucker.
Speak on it.
Sister Sarah is not a Christian.
No.
But
he's talking shit on my mom.
Yeah, he's
there.
Talking about your mom.
Into some saying,
I'm talking shit from the 1100s when my family was a Christian. I was the first one to convert to Judaism. All right? So I got no tolerance for Christianity. These are people that are hanging on crosses, bleeding, hanging out with hookers.
And for what? Hey, you hang out with hookers.
Hey, don't know.
Yeah, but they're
now.
Hypocritical about it. We like hookers.
How you doing there, Chad?
Yeah.
This is Chad,
you
right?
Get your hands full. So I leave you guys with one last comment.
No, I want to ask you one question before your last comment. Are you actually a porn performer?
Yes, I started my own porn company, and I've been working in films, my own films as well as films for other companies, for close to a year now.
Do you have a website?
I do have a website. It's Sin City XXX.
Do we see you on it? Do we see you on it?
CITY XXX.com.
And we will start millions of porn websites.
Sin City.
Fuck privacy. If we go back just a couple of generations, we were all sleeping in the same bed and jerking off. And this Christianity shit is just shit.
Christianity advocates privacy, and that's why you hate Christianity?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, Christianity...
There is no privacy in the world.
Years,
no.
You know? I mean,
privacy, Walt Disney invented childhood, okay? And the modern age of fascism created privacy.
Why do you keep pointing at me, okay? Am I designated Christian here?
I'm pointing at this guy with the glasses.
Atheist.
This guy
Yo
believes
mama.
In spaceships.
I think we've already established that Christianity, Scientology, all those things are a bunch of crap.
You know, there's a
Buddhism
lot of there's a lot of violence
point.
In the world because of people's beliefs
thing.
In God. And in
power.
In
I don't believe in anything that can't be
and,
proven.
And people's belief in one answer.
Of other belief.
Anyway,
that's
Jesus.
Another thing that I found beautiful about the Raelian philosophy is Rael tells us to accept everyone, and if people want to believe something else, if you want to believe and be Christian, if you want to be Jewish, Muslim, any religion, and you're happier there, go and do that.
It's like having a double passport.
Religions basically say they're right,
living a lie,
isn't
that a problem?
And in most cases, they actually ask you to fight for them to prove that they're right, and the Raelian religion is one that just, it doesn't do that at all.
All right.
How long have you been a Raelian?
2 years.
2 years.
Me?
Yeah, you.
About 5 years now.
Five years,
that's right. Jimmy's just become Raelian this year. He's
really?
About the
now, when
for
you
year.
Become Raelian, does that mean you can't be another religion, or can you have another religion just like having two passports?
No, you would basically, well, he would acknowledge that this is what is the most logical answer for you, is what I know Jimmy has said to me, and he decided I want to be involved in this, but I'll let him speak. Do you want to tell
what's
what
the
you
question?
Feel? Well, I just said you
why'd you
Raelian?
Become a Raelian?
Why'd you become a Raelian?
I saw it as the most logical answer. It made sense to me. I was Baptist all my life. So going to church and always looking at a preacher just tell you, if you do this, if you do this, if you do this, damn you, you're a sinner. And I didn't want to walk out every day feeling like if I do anything that I'm in trouble. Every step I take, every move I make, I'm in trouble because I'm a bad boy.
Uh-huh.
So I felt like I was going to hell
uh-huh.
all my life because there was nothing that I could do that was pleasurable, that I liked, that wasn't going to send me there. Because,
is there any
and I
kind
stopped,
of Raelian concept of hell?
No.
No.
No. And I stopped wanting to say to myself that I'm just in plain old trouble. I need to be myself. I need to feel like I can go out and not have to feel guilty about anything I do, and that's what the Raelian philosophy did for me. It showed me love. It showed me the power of femininity, the power to be
yeah.
to be soft and kind and
I'm
loving,
that.
And that's the way that you should handle all types of situations consciously by taking three steps back and thinking about what you're going to do before you do it. Instead of just taking an action, you have to think about it. So it gave me the ability to feel good about the things that I do and not feel like I'm going to be damned about every step I take.
Let me ask you a question about the feminine thing. I mean, mm-hmm. he saw a little man. Did he see a little woman from the other planet?
He explained that the Elohim who he met was a man, but what he explained was that it's very hard to tell the difference between men and women there because their balance of femininity and masculinity is so in harmony that men and women, the only way you would tell the difference is almost through their sex, just their genitalia.
Mm.
But
they're androgynous.
And that is his goal, and he has something else that he does a lot in his teachings, like this year in this last teaching in Las Vegas last week, there was a big workshop on femininity that he explains that the power of femininity is actually the power of what's going to save this planet. The power of femininity is peace and love and harmony, and what most great leaders like Gandhi and Martin Luther King, and they were people who were passionate about bringing peace and love and unity between human beings, and how to better to do that through pleasure.
Only Obama can do that.
But that's something that's taught in the teachings, is the power of femininity, and that bringing that masculine energy in balance, like the yin and yang, you know, that we've been out of balance for so many years, that women have been under so much suppression, and that masculine energy has been dominating this planet, and hence why, you know, we have so much war
and
violence.
That's an interesting point that you bring up, because for centuries,
mm-hmm.
the Christian Catholic Church has made women the enemy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Of the spirit.
Yeah. Oh, for
and
sure.
Well,
suddenly,
I love the enemy.
And
the
suddenly,
whole story of
suddenly
the
love thy enemy.
We find a whole new partner.
Yeah.
And a whole new world and a whole new resource.
Yeah.
Yes.
That we didn't have.
Yeah. Well, it's only been a couple decades
right.
that women have been, you know,
able to vote,
yeah. able to work, able
and keep
to
keep in mind.
You know.
Keep in mind. We can't bring yeah. Jesus. Actually, I had a religious man that wrote to me. Mm-hmm. We were at Yale, and he said, "You can never overthrow Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
He's been around for 2,000 years." But I'm sorry, the world's been around for billions of years.
Yeah.
So 2,000 years is like me being 65 years old. It's just a speck in time. And that's what we plant. We're farmers. We plant a seed, mm-hmm. and it grows. And then we get the harvest.
Okay. So, Chad, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Thank
you know, you.
You
should come visit us when you come out
right.
to L.A.
Yeah, they've got
yeah,
a really hot, saucy pad
I'll
here, Chad.
One more comment they have, since people seem to be, you know, looking for that proof out there for the religion. The closest thing I've found for proof for me has been to read the messages and look at all the things that Rael prophesized all the way back in 1973,
and
watch how over the years things have started to come true.
If you want proof, just go to your crotch.
You keep you
and you'll know what pleasure is.
These things that just end up coming true. And
a lot of people
that's the
make
closest thing I found
for
proof in the messages and proof in the truth of what he says. So I wish
you
guys the best. Hey, thank you for having me on your show.
You're welcome,
have a wonderful, beautiful night.
Later,
Chad.
The predictions don't give real proof. We are all afraid, and we all want mommy and daddy.
Right.
And mommy and daddy turn out to be regular human beings. So we want something in the sky, Father Sky, Mother Earth.
This goes back to the idea of the unanswered questions,
right?
We need this
because
unanswered
otherwise
questions.
Life is scary and people want to,
they
want to
explain something. I feel the same way. I'm a human. I can't erase my humanity. I want an answer for these scary, nebulous ideas.
Yeah, here's what's scary. Okay, somebody fucks.
I gotta get to the end sooner or later.
Somebody fucks. Somebody fucks, and then you come out of a cunt. Okay, and all of a sudden, somebody's cutting your penis, or cutting your clit, or doing terrible things to you.
And that brings me to another subject.
Clitoris.
That's science.
That's
right.
Okay,
so yeah, that is very scary when you have the mutilation of children, and well, I mean, it's kind of bad to do it to men, but it's really bad to do it to little girls.
There's a difference between the two
too.
Completely. Circumcision is one thing. Female genital mutilation is another.
We are kind of
can
against all
Can I conclude
all
real quick?
Children.
Yes, go ahead.
Really quick. Yeah. Okay, so faced with these unanswered questions.
I like her.
You know, I don't know what to do with myself. This is the most logical explanation, is that it was probably some extraterrestrial shit. Like, I buy into that as, like, a personal faith. Thing. Like, sure, that's probably what the answer is.
Yeah.
But as a scientist, I say, since that is unproven and there's no facts and there's no evidence, I cannot say that's the truth.
Of course.
I'm going to keep it there as probably that's the answer.
But also...
And I believe it, right?
Yeah.
I believe that's probably
the
answer, but I cannot tell you that's the fucking truth.
Let me just say that there are many
people
the churches, in Christian church, in Jewish synagogues, and Muslim, that don't necessarily believe all the mythologies of the religion, but... As I said, community is a very important part of religion.
That's right.
And it's in fact, to my way of thinking, the most important part
it's
of religion.
It's the distracting part.
Is the spiritual community. And that's real.
The
connections. That's scientific. The connection that people have, the good feelings that people have, the charity of people giving to others.
That's
like
the
hormones.
Caring what others think of you.
That's the
hormones.
Well,
hormone.
It's not a lie. That's a community.
Right, but you can get that at a fucking, you know, Rolling Stones concert.
This is an ongoing community. It's not. It's, and
so you go to a different concert every weekend.
Well,
and
the problem
there's
the people that get together for the Grateful Dead stuff are kind of religious about it.
I completely agree.
It's
a religion. It all fulfills
this is a
needs
and I just want to say that this religion has a lot of things. This Raelian movement that kind of make me go, I don't know, I don't think I believe that. Just like any religion. However, I like the fact that it's pleasure positive, which most religions are not.
I like the fact that it's science positive.
And it's science positive.
See? Happy something
so
for everyone.
Don't
you know,
like the faith. Don't hang into the faith.
And
thing.
Let me just say, if I didn't have my own kind of religion going here. I don't have any.
That would be your religion
status.
Of choice?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, you want to have community, right?
Mm-hmm.
People want to
mm-hmm.
have community. And I have a feeling there's 80,000 Raelian members. Not every one of them has fervent, absolute belief in the little green man.
Mm-hmm.
But they have a good, hot,
feeling.
Strong feeling of
value. Science has proven that they're probably not green.
Well,
just
whatever.
FYI.
Purple, probably.
Well, they were made after. We were made after their image.
We're
right.
made
so
in their
probably
image.
We're made in their image, so we probably look just like them.
Yeah, but we're all different colors.
Well, if we're clones, then we're exactly that.
Well, if they've been around for a long time, and if we have, like we are doing now, like I'm a mixed baby, look at me. If you eventually mix all of these together, we're going to come out with one race.
Right.
So over thousands
Integration
and thousands,
so
thousands
they
of years.
They cloned a whole bunch of races, and they seeded us with...
Well,
they created
to,
seven races.
Yes. You should read Intelligent Design.
It's
That's
actually,
definitely something
you can get it.
Well, I read the Tower of Babel, right? That whole story.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm familiar with the seeding of
if
race.
If you're into science,
yeah.
you should definitely read the Intelligent Design.
Oh it's actually downloadable for free.
Okay.
All the books are downloadable free.
I'm a kind of a connoisseur. Of
okay.
Yeah.
Like I said, I got a few little questions, problems with some of the mythologies, like I do with every religion.
Mm.
But I do appreciate some of the good works. And good works are a very important aspect of religion, because what you believe in terms of what, you know, whether it comes from the sky or from the earth or from the moon, you know, the fact is what you do on earth to help your fellow human beings is very important, right? And Christianity does some things
to help. It's not only very important.
But Christianity also chops off a lot of people's heads.
It's truly not where we've been, it's where we're going. And right now,
anyway,
we're in a place
there's a movement among the Raelians to help these women who have had their clits cut off.
150 million women in the world don't have a clitoris.
2 to 3 million every single year.
Wait,
that's about 6,000 a day.
150 million women on this planet
Do you know how many women are on the planet?
How many million women are on the planet?
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's a few billion women on the planet.
There's a few billion.
Right.
So, I mean, it's not like 50%
No.
But I can guarantee you, if you know someone from Africa or India or what have you, you most likely know someone who is genitally mutilated.
28 countries in Africa?
I can tell you this.
Over 90%.
I can tell you exactly. There's about 3 billion women on Earth.
And 150 million have no clits.
Yeah.
And that's about, at a rate of approximately 6,000 per
5%.
Day.
5%.
That's
enough, man.
No,
see, here we go. We're all for cultural tolerance.
Wait. That's less than Mac buyers.
Okay, but it's a percentage of
Mac
women.
Buyers.
Are you trying to start some shit?
Listen, one, to me, one is too many.
Religion is one thing, but operating system and hardware, that's
it's
a fucking
child
other
abuse.
Thing, David.
It's child abuse of one of the worst kind.
It is. Yeah. It's infliction upon
a
person.
I mean, I'm sorry. Beating up a child is really bad, but, you know, if you don't beat them too bad,
well,
they recover.
Well, last night...
When you got your clit cut off,
Last night...
They cut the hood, too.
Last night...
You want me to explain?
Yeah, do it real quick.
There's three versions of female genital mutilation. Stage one is where they just cut the hood. Stage two is where they cut the clitoral, the hood, and the lips. Stage three is they cut everything and they sew it shut, so that there's only an inch opening, and on their wedding night, they give the husband a bullhorn, and they get to rip the woman open and have sex with him for the first time.
And then the process starts over again. She gets sewed
back. She hasn't already
this
died.
This is one of the reasons that they have so much
blood
contraction
reduction.
Of HIV is
exactly.
Because they bleed all the time while they have sex.
28 countries throughout Africa, more
than
90% of the women.
The bullhorn thing? That sounded kind of hot.
Well, the bullhorn, though, without
the insertion of the bullhorn, it's ripping.
The bullhorn is good for penetration, but not the... Okay. You don't want to have your clit cut off.
It sounds absolutely horrific.
Rael heard about this when he was in Africa. He gives seminars in Africa on all the continents, and while he was there, he discovered that many Raelian women who've been in the organization. Actually had female genital mutilation. He didn't know about this. He found out about it. He was completely appalled, etc. He'd heard about this doctor in France called Dr. Foldez, who's been doing for 10 years the reconstructive surgery of female genitalia, and not just the visual reconstructive, but he's been able to actually go to the base of the clitoris, of that they've realized that the clitoris is 3 inches long and goes in. So he was able to
pulls it out?
He goes in and goes deep into the clitoris and has found live nerve endings and has actually been
able
to pull those nerve endings out. And
last night we talked to Dr. Kluge.
He does not charge for this.
To a gynecologist.
He never charges a dime for his
last night we were talking.
Does he also do clit?
And he said, yeah, that's
like,
that
if I already have a clit, will he make it bigger for me?
He could.
If I want it.
He could, yeah.
But he uses his tongue for that.
Actually, Dr. Kluge saved Dr. Block's life.
Oh,
that's
wow.
right.
Yeah, a year and a half ago.
Wow.
That's right.
And he came storming into intensive care, and he says, I'm taking her out. We're going to operate right now.
Wow.
And literally hours later, she woke up. Yeah. And he's an amazing man.
I had been in a coma for over a week.
Yeah.
Wow.
So anyway, he's an amazing man, and he's...
he knew about the whole process.
Well, he didn't really know
so much about it. But he knew
about
the live nerve endings.
But he knew that you could get live nerve endings.
Yes.
As long as you can connect the live nerve endings, then you can... you know, you can create the clitoris, basically expand upon the root that's still there because you can't get the root out.
Right. Exactly.
And then you just expand upon that and you create feeling. And I mean, it's not as difficult as like creating a penis where you have to get hard.
Exactly. And I asked him about my hair. And he says, not possible.
Not that. But if you want to click, he'll make you a click.
They said that Dr. Folger explained that the women will probably get up to 80%, but most of these women have had it done when they were children, so they would never have known what the full sensation was anyway.
So it rocks their world when it happens.
Right. Well, these women are starting. I mean, they've been having women having the surgery for years, but what Rael decided to do was let's build the first hospital in Africa called the Pleasure Hospital.
Where in Africa?
He's in Ouagadougou, which is in Burkina Faso.
Where's that?
It's just two countries right of the Ivory Coast. So Benin and Burkina Faso. If you look on the clitoraid.org site, they'll show a map of it. But
clitoraid.org.
It's a Raelian organization that started to help these women, and we're building the first hospital. We've been now doing fundraisers and stuff for the last year and a half. I think all close to $200,000 have been raised, and we're building this hospital to have the first, we have two doctors, Dr. Nancy Bowers, I don't know if you've heard of her, Marcy Bowers, excuse me, from Colorado. She's the top transgender surgeon here in America. She does all, because she used to be a man, was on Oprah Winfrey, et cetera.
Not only the president, she's also a client.
Yeah, also a client, exactly.
She's Raelian.
She's actually now one of our doctors who's actually been trained. She's done the first process of the training with Dr. Foldez and has the next one coming May 6th. Dr. Foldez is flying over, and we're actually doing the surgery on four American women. They were immigrants from Africa who've had this done, who contacted Clitoraid, and they're going there. And Betty Dodson has has created a teaching or like the therapy after these women have their clitoris back. It takes about 6 months for the sensation to fully come back to its height. And
she teaches them how to come again.
Yeah, listen. For the first time.
Oh, yeah.
Because
Betty has masturbated so many times standing up and doing classes.
She had to have hip replacement.
Have every placement. She's
we love Betty.
She's in the team of Clitoraid as well. We have a lot of the organization who's met with her and other sex therapists who are creating videos and things like that to help these women to get their sensation back. But we've just done the AVN in Las Vegas, the adult porn show. Will be down here in L.A., and we've had a lot of support from the adult industry
who doesn't want to give these poor women their clits?
If you go to clitoraid.org, you can adopt a clit.
You can adopt.
That's correct.
Wow.
Question.
Adopt a clit. I got to write that down.
We have T-shirts called Adopt a Clitoris.
Adopt a clitoris.
You wear them.
That's great. Could catch on.
Yes. I'll do it. I would promote Adopt a Clitoris.
Adopt a clitoris.
We'll be sure to get you a T-shirt.
That's what I'm saying. This is about community to a great extent. The believing in the specific story that the man that founded this movement, who happens to be, in my opinion, he's a charismatic person.
They always
that
are.
Is drawing always. People together. He has his story. Whether you believe his story or not, you could still appreciate the community.
The fascinating thing about communities is they can rally around anything, right?
I mean, well, people like to rally. Human beings are like ants.
But to rally around love is
or
a
like
whole
bonobos.
Different situation.
Okay, I have a really quick, simple question,
sure.
Which is, the two of you Raelian members, what do you do as your, like, life?
I've been in the entertainment industry since I was 19. I'm 36 now. I stopped as a performer. I was a singer, dancer, actress, traveled all over the world.
Oh, sing
musical
something for
theater. I moved to London 5 years ago. I got into the holistic industry. I was a yoga teacher for 2.5 years, worked in a massage therapy spa, did massage therapy for a while. Then I moved to Vegas 1.5 years ago and started working in strip clubs. I started dancing again. I was doing all kinds of stuff. I put a lot of time into Clitoraid. I actually helped put together their package. It's on the site, and I'm very passionate about the cause.
Tell us how you met Rael.
How did I meet Rael? Well, I actually, a guy that I worked in a band with 17 years ago, was Raelian, and he was Raelian 2 of the years I worked in a band, and a guitar player, I was a singer, and I went to Europe, came back after doing a lot of kind of searching and reading, and said to him, remember that book you read about that guy, and I'd love to read that book, and he gave it to me. I went back to Europe, read the book 6 months later, and went, wow, I want to go to one of these seminars. I want to meet this person. I want to know, because this just rocked my world. It blew my mind. It gave me so many more questions, but it also answered a lot. And I felt like I'd written the book myself, because it put a lot of the pieces of the puzzle that were going on in my head together, as well as creating more questions. And my life now for 12 years has been answering those questions for myself, but feeling as though my self mission of just bringing peace and love and bringing my own self to its top and constantly getting better and better and feeling like I'm fulfilling who I really, my full potential, and feeling like, you know, I want to be like a Gandhi, I want to be like a Martin Luther King, I want to be like someone
as
who goes to Africa and
yes.
save women. I want to give the best of my humanity to humanity and make it a better place. And you know, what better to talk about sex, to talk about pleasure, to talk about spirituality, to talk about science, and say, be you, you know, be the
best
that you can be.
Does Rael or does anybody in the Raelian movement talk about our relationship to our primate brothers and sisters?
As far as...
Bonobos!
Oh, you know, they actually showed a video about 3 years ago in one of the seminars of the bonobos. It was the first time I'd ever seen them. And it was, because in the seminars we have a whole day where it's nothing, all the teachings are about sex and science.
Let me add this, that
mm-hmm.
most of the teachings about human behavior are based on the violent chimpanzees.
And the baboons.
And the bonobos were not really discovered till about 70 years ago.
Well, they were discovered at all in 1929,
and then they
kept them very hush-hush because they were so sexual
Sex.
And people were embarrassed.
Yeah.
They were licking pussies and fucking and looking at each other and fucking their
that.
Kids.
I love it. What a better way to create heat.
But recently they have been studied a lot more, and
they're
continuing to study them, and there's still resistance.
Mm-hmm.
To the facts of what we've learned about their lifestyle, which
mm-hmm.
is that they have a lot of sex, they have no lethal violence that
in
we have
their,
seen thus far.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that they're totally non-violent.
Mm-hmm.
They have some violence. They get jealous, they get angry, they get, you know,
tantrums.
envious, you know, they have tantrums, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But they seem to curb the violence before it gets out of control sexuality
yeah.
and various exchanges of pleasure.
Right.
They're not about sex being compartmentalized,
right.
even just as genitalia.
Yeah.
Genitalia is just part of the body. It's maybe the
exactly.
the most intense part of the body, but it's all toes, nose, you know, fingers,
yeah.
everything is sexual with bonobos, and all of that sex is used to reduce violent tension. So to me, it's very spiritual. It's a
absolutely.
It's a key. It's a missing link, if you will. I mean, whether they're the technical missing link or not, it's a missing link to humanity having some hope that we can be peaceful and share pleasures together. And even though we have violence within us, that we can curb it before it destroys us.
There's a scientist named Prescott who did a research.
James Prescott, he's my bud. He's my mate.
And he proved that when the pleasure
right.
center of the brain
developmental
is stimulated,
neuropsychologist.
Right.
The violent center is not possible to be activated.
Right.
But the minute that you stimulate the violent center, the pleasure center stops.
Yeah,
so
he's a big...
It's a fantastic, when you think of that, if we have pleasure, as you said, peace through pleasure, and that's hence why I'm here, because I'm so passionate about what you're doing. It's amazing.
Yeah,
it's,
to me, it's so, I guess, down
and,
to earth.
And
yeah.
It's got,
also,
I mean, I appreciate all the heaven stuff, and listen, I am a student of religion. I love it all. I worship all these gods and goddesses. But there's something about these creatures who, you know, some might say are lower than us.
Mm.
But I don't feel
yeah,
that
right.
they're
well,
lower than us. I feel that they are simply
yeah.
somewhat different,
yeah.
but
tainted.
Very related.
Mm.
They're higher in some ways, lower in other ways. You know, they don't build buildings, but perhaps they have a greater connection to spiritual things than we do. I know that most people have a lot of difficulty looking into each other's eyes when they make love.
Mm.
Bonobos don't. They're just so... tantric. I mean, they're so sensitive and
yeah.
they're so.
They don't have all the other pleasures that they try and say that we have, like material things, things like that. They don't have those concerns.
They don't have those concerns. No, they have concerns, but they
but
have
not that they don't need
their,
to prove
they
something.
They have community
to,
concerns.
They don't have to prove
you know.
Something to their mate to make them want them. It's all animalistic style behavior,
yeah.
which is lovely to me.
And I just think they have, I don't know, I'm a bit of a naturist myself when it comes to religion.
I was going to say, when you think, this is something else that was brought up in a lot of Rael's teachings, is that when you think that more than 60% of the animal kingdom is bisexual, they swap mates, they have sex.
There's queendom in the kingdom.
Men, women, they swap partners. And, you know, it's the human race that's so screwed up that they're the ones that actually say they don't, but 60% of them do it behind closed doors.
A lot of it is because of religion.
Exactly.
Because people that run these religions...
I'm going to go to hell.
They want to compartmentalize sexuality into procreation.
Well, we've already established that most religions are retarded.
Religions are membership drive.
What is the true definition of fucking? Fornication under consent of the king.
Fuck. Yeah.
Fornication under consent of the king. And that was actually on the doors when F-U-C-K was on the door in the kingdom. It meant that they were allowed to have sex outside of their marriage because they could fornicate under the consent of the king, and that's where the word fuck came from.
Beautiful.
And
right.
I have never heard that. That's a historical
thing.
I've
said fuck a million times.
And now you can now say fornication under consent of the king, you.
Now when I say that, I'm emoting some sort of monarchistic situation, right? Some sort of approval process.
And there are two political systems. There's the monarchy, the ruling class, and
anarchy.
The anarchy. And we must always overthrow the ruling class.
What's the middle
anarchy? And the ruling class, has been a religion that's about pain and death and mayhem, literally mayhem, that is like a cancer on our society. Mm. And we must change that. And every day when I go to the mirror, I say, how are you going to overthrow these motherfuckers?
Mother fornication under the consent of the kingers.
Right. And how we're going to take them out is weapons of mass discussion.
Yes.
And weapons of mass seduction.
Do you understand that today, in this world today, Rupert Murdoch is a penis about this big because we've got 150 million blogs that outdo all of his newspapers worldwide.
Yeah.
And that's our power.
Power of the people on the internet.
And he tried to buy it back and it didn't work. Down with MySpace.
Right.
MySpace
sucks. They're disabling my link.
Of course they are.
Blacklisted.
Yeah,
you know,
of course.
Big pile of shit.
Of course. And that's
but I'm on there anyway. You can find me on there.
That's,
you can be
that's
my
just the beginning of the fascism of Murdoch.
I'm a slut. I'll be friends with anybody.
Who shows tits. Who shows tits on page 3 in
England. Okay. Murdoch, you are not our god.
Right.
Not our god.
Fuck you.
Right.
Fornication under consent of the king, you.
Fornication under the consent of the king, you. Yeah.
Right.
There you go.
Okay.
Cheers to that.
That's like a bunch of
cheers to that. I think we're going to wind up now. Yep. Are we going to wind up? Does anyone have burning questions? We've already gone into overtime here.
Okay.
I've exhausted most of my burning questions, but thank you.
Burning bushes? Any burning bushes out there?
Always.
That's
a burning bush.
My bush is burning.
Whoa, well, that's a whole other subject
My
there.
Pole is rising.
Is that a stripper pole? Or are you happy to see me?
The other pole.
You should see her on a stripper pole.
Really?
Ooh. We're getting a stripper pole.
Are you?
We are.
Yeah,
we
have my own.
Incredible.
Really?
She's the most incredible dancer.
Really?
On a pole.
Maybe we should just put on some music and dance around in the piano room.
It's
where's Leo?
Yeah,
we're
going to
do
all
that.
You out there,
Mar, put on some music.
Leo.
Mar, Leo.
Videotape it for them.
Somebody.
Tell it on the web later.
You've been listening to Revolution and Evolution.
We are Revolution. We are
all
Evolution.
Over. We got the power.
And
we got the military technology. And you gave it to us, and now we're after you. And you got no missiles, you got no tanks, you got no armor, you got nothing.
I got a guy named Peacemaker here. Peacemaker. Well,
Peacemaker.
Let me see if you can talk. Hello, Peacemaker.
Hello, Peacemaker.
He can't talk.
Are you there? Are you there?
He doesn't have his equipment together. All right. Okay, we are making the peace here on Radio Susie 1 on the World Wide Web. We've been talking about the Raelian movement, with Raelian leaders.
And we've also been talking about the Christian movement.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm introducing
violence,
them first.
Death.
Go Christian!
Okay, I'm going to introduce the Christians in a moment here.
Sorry.
My guests,
Christian corner,
my first guests are the Raelian movement guests, and I am about to pronounce some difficult names here. Lara Terstenyak.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
Terstenyak.
It's the Slovenian in me.
And Jimmy Rich.
Jimmy Rich. That's a power name if
Jimmy
I ever heard
Rich.
That.
Where'd you get that name, young man?
From my mom and dad.
Your mama named you Rich?
That's right.
Oh, wow.
That's
all right.
That's my real last name.
Mama go.
It's
bye.
Been a pleasure to be here.
Oh,
really, really a pleasure. Very and cool. I love all of your questions.
And
your
if you guys don't
thank
know.
You for being so kind.
Your smiles. Oh, of
thank,
course.
Thank you for being so,
so uncultish.
If you don't know, these
and,
girls
and we
are
wanna
so
thank,
hot.
We want to thank the former Christian here.
I was a Christian.
Sarah Sue Robertson of Melodramatics.com.
No, I'm an atheist.
Love her
sometimes
questions.
Sometimes a Satanist.
And
sometimes a Buddhist.
That's Sister Sarah Sue.
Nothing like the hot scientist.
Yeah, that's what I was going
we are all
the
brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners
yeah.
here in the Speakeasy Cathedral.
And all of you out there, check out Rael.org.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
clitterate.
Rael.org. Rael.org.
And
shout out clitterate.org.
Let me just say this.
Is that aid?
AID
O-R, clitoris.
Clitoris. It's very cool.
O-R-A-I-D.
We have to get involved with that.
We will.
I mean, you know, whether you believe in the little guys.
No,
that,
I agree.
You know, with
yeah.
the
yeah.
little
yeah.
guys.
We have some big fundraisers coming up this summer,
yes.
so
okay.
I will definitely be
involved. Well, we're certainly in. Just be careful. These guys came from outer space, so you got to
right.
be a little
special
careful.
Powers.
A little bit, yeah. You got to
yeah,
put
nothing
on your
like
sunglasses.
Being out of this world.
They could fry your eyes.
Now, the Christians, we don't even know where they came from.
Well, we know they're going to crucify
hating,
us, though.
Stop okay?
Okay, I want to also thank Sister Terry.
I love
Sister
your mother.
Sister Terry London here. Terry didn't talk much tonight. She was giving her microphone to Sarah.
I stole Terry's mic and headphones. And my headphones. Well, I was more passionate about this subject than you were. And I had to fight to get
see,
that microphone
see, aren't you
and
glad
headphones.
You didn't leave, Sister Sarah?
She was like, I just fought for these headphones. And I was like, I care more about the subject.
Just say three Hail Marys.
They are passionate.
You're a
thief. Girls. Look at what you...
Go at it.
Look at...
And
melodramatic.com? Oh, that's me. Okay, and
beautiful smile and
melodramatic.com. And let me also promote, please, the refurbished Bonobo Way.
Yes, please.
Speaking of the bonobos, let's make like bonobos, not baboons. Peace through pleasure.
Yeah.
Everybody sign up. It's our new community, and it's actually working pretty good. You know, it's still somewhat in beta, right?
It's a higher beta.
It's a higher beta. You want to say hi, Leo? Just Leo, you want to say
Leo.
Just hi? Say
Leo.
Hi on David's microphone.
Say hi. Just say hi.
Leo?
No, I'm just background.
Oh, we hear you anyway.
No, I'm just background guy.
It's like a ghost.
Great new carpet in Germany.
All right, that's Leo the ghost right there. Brother Leo is the guy behind the curtain of Bonobo Way, and Sister Sarah and Sister Terry, and I'm the front woman, okay? So you can blame me, you can
sue
me.
You should see the front of this woman.
Sue me. You know, everything is on my head, okay? Okay, so Bonobo Way, join up. And that's it, okay? So you're going to visit all those different sites. You're going to be very busy, and you're going to make love. Not war.
War.
Make love like the bonobos, not baboons. Drop pocket rockets, not Patriot missiles. Drop bras, not bombs. Do something to share the pleasures in life.
Oh, I have to share also.
Sure.
Okay.
GoTopless.org is our
ooh.
New...
Oh.
We are trying to do a big Go Topless-a-thon, trying to get women out there
okay.
so that we can get the laws changed.
Drop
so.
Bras, not bombs.
Right.
Another railing movement.
We support that.
Great. Here we go. Topless.
We
everybody
the
should be able to go topless. Women
you know?
And men.
Mm. Where did he get his suit?
Yeah, oh yeah, the suit.
The suit. What's with the suit?
The suit.
The suit. The infamous suit.
I can't figure out whether it's more like Mork and Mindy or
Nanu, Nanu.
Beam me up, Scotty.
Now
you can ask Lara. Lara knows about the suit, right?
Very white.
The suit is very, very original.
Mm. Yeah, it looks sort of like
it
a spaceman.
It was made in Japan. It's a mix between samurai and...
Space.
Space.
Yeah, samurai.
But
space.
The material
inspired.
There you go, Sarah. It's Sarah could become a Raelian. Oh my God.
The incredible thing is about the material itself.
Yeah. All right. So you can
all
get
right.
the, can you get one of these suits? Do you sell them on your site?
No. It's his own personalized.
We cannot be all gods.
I want a suit.
He's a prophet. He's not a god.
Oh, a prophet.
I got my own suits.
I really like them.
All right. Prophet, not a god, right?
Like Antichrist more than prophet. That's what I'm going for.
I'm for prophet with an F myself. All right, so
all of you are out there. There's a seminar coming up the end of this month in Japan, which Jimmy and I are going to. We're flying to Japan at the end of the month, going to Rael's 1 week seminar in Tokyo.
Ooh.
And then we'll be in Slovenia.
And then in Slovenia.
Slovenia.
Does he speak in English everywhere?
In English, in Japan, in Europe, he speaks in French, and they have translations in all the languages, Italian, Spanish, English. What was that?
How many languages does he speak?
He speaks English and French, but there's translators, professional translators.
He'll also be in Africa this year.
Africa in Ivory Coast in December for a week.
And he was telling me his biggest following is in Africa?
In Japan first, and then Africa.
And then Africa.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. All Asia's right. the big... Well, not Japan, but all of Asia.
Well, the little spaceman looks a little Japanese is one thing.
Wait, there's a logo? There's a spaceman logo?
Oh, yeah.
There's a little logo. The logo is a whole other controversial thing.
That's a whole other thing,
which we should say, it's not really a Nazi sign, okay? There's a little logo that you might see on the Raelian thing.
Oh, the circle of life.
There's
the Star of David with the swastika.
Star of David
which means
with swastika.
In Sanskrit, well-being, long before Hitler made it to crap. But
they're trying.
Yeah, all the punks and the emo kids.
And the symbol does represent infinity.
Listen, if you want to get some young kids, send them over to her site.
Well, you gotta tell me first. Oh, the emo kids.
All right. Okay. The sale goes on.
What's an emo kid?
It goes on. Emotional kids.
What's an emo kid? Oh, we'll talk about that afterwards.
Mellow kids are emo.
Mellow kids.
But you know, we got a lot of emo. Yeah, we're all kind of emo. We got a lot of emo in us. We all got a little
this
emo.
This is Sarah Sue. Love you.
I've been hearing about this.
All right, we're all about
love.
Love
religion and depressed children.
Yep.
We're all about love.
Help them all.
We're all about love, and we're all about pleasure. We're all about sharing the pleasure, peace through pleasure, finding God, goddess, spirituality through your body. You know, the body is the temple of the soul. Otherwise, how are you going to connect with anything?
Right.
So make love, not
war.
Make like the bonobos, not the baboons.
Yeah.
Make love to someone. Make love, make love, make love, make love to someone you love tonight. Even if that someone is you, I love you.
From Los Angeles, California, you've been listening to Revolution and Evolution. Take them down one by one, every day, every morning. You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web and